Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Certainly, the farmers in southern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota that had some prevent planting and really didn't plant in some of those fields at all are really looking forward to, I think, 2020 in terms of the crop and hopefully putting this year behind them.
Dave Nicolai is an educator in crops for the University of Minnesota Extension. The latest crop report from the USDA shows Minnesota's corn is lagging behind.
At least 15 days behind the last five-year average, which means that we are about 39% of our corn was mature. That still is about 15 to 20 days.
Soybeans are about 13 days behind from last year. Nicolai says harvest has gotten underway in the Red River Valley and parts of northwest Minnesota.
They were able to start sugar beet harvest as well as soybean harvest in some of those particular areas.
Southern Minnesota has not been as fortunate due to recent rainfall. Drier weather in the middle part of this week could get more farmers into the field. However, that all changes this weekend with snow, rain, and some frost falling upon Minnesota, which can heavily impact soybean harvest.
The leaves and the stem and running those through the combine in order to get the seed removed from the rest of the plant. So that will be probably the target for a lot of farmers to go to that into that crop if they can.
Corn, on the other hand, can withstand some colder elements.
Corn can handle temperatures down to 28 degrees before it's actually killed in a lot of our situations. So it'll be more tolerant of it.
Nicolai says farmers across the state have decisions to make as they approach the third week of October.
They have to go to those fields that are priority in terms of harvest, make those assessments, and hopefully in the middle of this week they can make a little bit of progress before the weather moves in.
Dry weather could return next week, giving a boost to the Minnesota harvest season. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.